This call is being recorded.
Okay, welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Yeah.
General Manager James Clark.
Here.
do you guys want to go over the budget first or the regular financials first? I had it on the...
However you want to do it.
Okay. We'll do the financials first because that should be pretty quick. I don't have a copy of the balance sheet in here, but it hasn't changed much from last month. It was $2.5 million for our total cash and savings, and then I can't remember the liabilities, but that hasn't changed much either. So on to the regular budget stuff. This is as of April 30th, 2026. For revenues... Oh, and we should be at about 83% of the year. On number five, we have the fire sales for water bills. That's for private fire service lines. It's at 127% because the rates changed at the beginning of the year when we did our rate study. So it's not like there's been more usage on those lines. It's just that the rates went up for private fire service. Online. We have the basic facilities fees. That's the one I bring up every month. But it's at 137%. We only budgeted for 4 3/4 inch services and then 4 5/8 inch, but we ended up getting a lot more of that this year than we planned for. On line 8, we have the standby fees, which is only at 56%. That's because most of those we receive in January and May, so hopefully next. On line 13, miscellaneous non-operating income. We don't budget anything for that because it's just random income that we receive. We did receive $132,000. That was from the sale of one of the trucks and then the Elm Street property. And on line 17, total revenues are at 87%. So it's a little bit over than what we had planned for at this point. Moving on to expenses. On line 35, facilities, wells, other, that's at 127%. That was because we had a lot of work done on the Bonita Vault and the Almond Vault. I think the Almond Vault was regular maintenance, or was that something else?
Yeah, it was routine maintenance.
Yeah. But for the Bonita Vault, that was kind of just left over from that whole project that was mostly completed last year, but then we had some leftover expenses. Down on line 40, supplies and equipment. Most of that is over because of the purchase of the water bill statements and envelopes. We buy those maybe once a year. I think it's about once a year. And so we won't have to buy them again until next year. On line 44, printings and publications. That was due to the advertising. Position. We hopefully won't have to do that again this year, so that shouldn't change at all. On line 45, computer services, that's because even though the IT services are cheaper overall, we now are paying for Microsoft 365 because the old one-time license purchase thing doesn't work anymore, so we have to do a monthly fee for Microsoft 365 stuff, which we didn't budget for. So this overall is still cheaper than what we were paying with the old IT company. We just hadn't planned for the Microsoft 365 expenses. Any questions on this page?
No.
Okay, moving on then. We have line 52, legal services, which is really low because we don't use legal services unless we absolutely have to. We probably will use them next year for the union negotiations because that happens every 3 years, and next year it's due. But other than that, we don't use them a whole lot unless we have like a grant project or something that they need to review. Line 58, we have the other fees, State Water Resources Control Board, which ended up a little bit over. There are annual state fees that we had to pay, and this also included the survey for the Elm Street property when we sold it. There was like I think $1,800 that went towards that. And I think that's pretty much it. On line 75, we have total expenses, which is at 76%. So we spent a little bit under than what we were planning at this point. And then for total net income / loss, we are at a net income of $461,000. Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Okay, oh, and then capital projects. Oh, we did pay for half of the SCADA for well 4. You said it's scheduled or it's already done?
No, it's scheduled, yeah, for the end of 1 month from now. Okay. So we've got to put half down on that one.
And then we'll see the other half once that's done. Oh, and then Josh added the land purchase, which that's kind of a weird thing, so I think
have
it on your meeting notes for the next meeting, but
yeah, that's a
weird one. Like, we reached out to them, we put in an offer, and then the guy was like, oh, the owners are in vacation in Mexico or something like that. They'll be back in 2 weeks. And then they came back, I'm pretty sure, and then he said, oh, they took it off the market. And we looked up, and it was off the market on Zillow. But then today, it's back, like, it's back for sale again. So now we're trying to reach out again to see.
Yeah. They're playing games.
Yeah. So hopefully that all goes through, because that property, it seems like it'd be perfect for the well.
Maybe she thought about it over the weekend or something. I don't know.
Okay, on to the actual budget, which is on tab 1, or the draft budget for next year. Oh, it was $3,500 for the boundary survey for the Elm Street property. Okay. So for the proposed budget, this is for fiscal year 2026 to 2027. So start June 1st, 2026, July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027. I'll go through, I'm going to try to go through kind of detailed, but if you need more information, let me know. So for the base rate and the commodity charges, that's for water bills. We have it only as a 1% increase because usually we do a 3% increase because that's what the rates are going to go up. But when we did the rate study, we said there was going to be no total increase for the rates, like overall, because the rate tiers are changing and we didn't want to like throw off people too much. We wanted them to get used to it and then start doing the 3% after. So we only have a 1% increase for those. For fire sales, it will be the fire flow income, I think that's just a set amount. Yeah, we just did $200 more than we budgeted last year because we have been getting a lot of fire flow tests. For meter install and removal, I don't even know what that is, but we didn't budget anything for it, so. Penalty fees, it looks like a 5% increase from where we're expected to end. He kind of has it set the same as what we budgeted last year, a little bit less. Sorry, I was not prepared to fully go through all of this. basic facilities fees on line 13, though, we did give him a specific amount of services. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we don't want to go based off last year's numbers because we don't know if we're going to get that many services again. So we're budgeting back down to only $50,000 instead
of... Yeah, I believe last year when they were doing the budget, they had already had services that were people were already inquiring about new services, so they were able to put that in the budget, and we haven't had that yet, so we didn't want to go over something and not be able to meet that number, so we just left it at like a base, you know, number.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's just a guess anyway.
Yeah. standby fees, we just did a 3% increase like usual, or 3% decrease from the projected amount. It's just the standard that we've always done. Same thing with property taxes. For the cell tower lease income, that's based on the escalation amount that's in the lease agreement. Miscellaneous non-operating income, we are not budgeting anything again. For interest income, we put it back down to $74,000 just because we don't know what interest rates are going to be. So for total revenues, like we're expecting less, hoping for more, mostly because of the basic facilities fee going down. To expenses, for the director fees, we always keep that at $20,000. I don't think we've ever actually spent $20,000 on director fees, but we just always keep it there just in case. And then for all of payroll, it's pretty much based on what's in like the union agreement. On the in their agreement, it says what their cost of living adjustment is going to be, and so we kind of have that all based off of that. So that's going to be all the way down. I guess we're going on. Lab fees, we aren't expecting any crazy tests that need to get done next year, so we're just keeping it pretty much the same as last year. For meters, we're keeping it at 1,000 as well. But this is for meter testing. This is not for purchasing new meters. Yeah. That's on capital. For utilities, wells, that we're doing a 10% increase. That's kind of what Josh said he's been seeing around all the other agencies around. There's been about 10% increase for electricity everywhere. Line R&M materials, we bumped that up just 3%. I think we're good on that. Well maintenance, that's mostly for chemicals. I don't know why there's no percentage here, but it looks like we're just keeping it the same as last year's budget. For security, that is based off of the contract rates. Engineering services, we're keeping that the same. It says 50% increase, but that's just 50% increase on what we're expecting to spend this year. We're keeping the budget the same as last year's budget. For facilities, wells, T&D, other, we are keeping that the same as last year. We're over this year, but that was mostly because of the vault work that we had to have done. Wasn't there a vault on Bonita that had to get fixed, or a valve or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was on there too, yeah. That we had it planned for.
Yeah.
So as long as we don't have anything crazy like that, we should be fine with where we set it last year. On to utilities, office, line 57, electricity. That one we have has a 10% increase too, because that's just Edison bills. Gas, we're keeping the same. Telephone is based on the Ring Central contract, so that's where we got those numbers. Trash pickup and office cleaning, that we just have a 3% increase. Water billing system is 181% increase. That's because we know how much we're going to spend next year because we have the new billing system. We're going to be doing the full year with the new billing system this time. Supplies and equipment, that one we are keeping the same as last year's budget. Copier and supplies, that is, I believe we switched we got a new printer within this last fiscal year, and so we have those amounts that we're going based off of. For dues and subscriptions, we're keeping that the same as last year. Postage is the same as last year. Printing and publications, we have that going based off where we ended last year. Leases and rent is nothing. Computer services, for this one, I actually think I'm going to have them up it if that's fine with you guys. I don't think this is including the Microsoft 365 monthly thing that I was just talking about, because it looks like we're setting it the same as last year.
But the price went down, didn't it?
The monthly fee for the IT services did, but then so that's what we budgeted for last year when we made it, but we did not include the Microsoft 365 monthly charge in there. And it looks like this is budgeted the same as what we budgeted last year, so I think it needs to include the Microsoft 365.
Okay.
Air conditioning services, that might go up a little bit, so we have a 4% increase. Office expenses, other, that's mostly just for notary expenses, so we just have it going up by $100. Financial audit, that one, I mean, we know the exact amount because we have the agreement with the auditors, so we have that amount. For accounting, the accountant made this budget, so he used the number that he knows we're going to be paying him this year, which we have a contract with him for. For legal services, we kept that the same. Bank service charges, that's just $300. Payroll services, that went down a little bit because we switched to ADP, which is a little bit cheaper for each payroll. For website support, that's going to be the same, $1,100. General liability insurance, we already paid that for the year, so that's pretty much set in stone. The next time we'll have to pay that is next April. So that's all total support services. For training and travel, we have that the same. We might have a couple seminars that we'll have. We might send one of the employees to get their backflow certification, but we shouldn't have to increase this for that.
That's a good idea.
It's a new law now. You have to have someone in-house to have a backflow certification.
That's a good idea anyway. Yeah. You don't have to hire somebody out.
Yeah, and then part of the cross-connection control plan that they just came out with, I believe it was 2024, you have to have someone in-house, but I don't think the person in-house can go out and do the businesses. You have to hire some. They have to hire their own person, right? But in-house, we can do our own. Yeah.
Other fees, State Water Resources Control Board. We have that just going up a little bit from last year. Shop supplies and small tools. We did bump that up a bit to $15,000. I forgot if there was a specific. Oh, it's because with the warehouse that we, the new building that we have at the Weld 2 property, we pretty much have nothing in there right now, so we want to be able to stock that a little bit. For vehicle fuel, we bumped that up a little bit just because fuel prices. Employee uniforms. We put it up 8%, so let me see where we're at right now, actually, for that. Because I kind of want to know what you guys think, because we were kind of trying to decide, like, should we increase it more? Yeah. Should we leave it there?
Like, how long is this delay?
I wouldn't worry about it. If it goes over, it goes over.
Yeah.
So right now we're at $8,500, and then we bumped the budget to $13,500. So, yeah, I guess you're right. If we go over, we go over. Like, we can.
Like, how far out is this going to take us, you know, all the way till next year?
It might, but we don't know.
Safety, we just bumped that up a little bit, $200 more. Tractor expenses, we kept that the same. Equipment rental, we kept that the same. Service trucks, repair and maintenance, that's the same too. Water ops, phone and internet. Those we all just kept it the same. And then for DWR interest expense, we decreased that to $200. I think that loan is it's going to be complete next year. I'm pretty sure we have only one more major payment to them. And then for the Well 4 expense, all these non-operating expenses are based off of the loan agreement. So that's where those amounts came from. So for total expenses, we are expecting to be spending $1.479 million versus last year we budgeted for $1.505 million. But of course, that's all just estimates. It's a budget. So for the total net income/loss at the very bottom, We are expecting to have an income of $88,394. That's just kind of where we're at, where we're hoping for. But we never know where, how it's going to actually end up. Is there anything you guys want us to change on here, or you want me to explain more about?
Thing that I saw that I might ask about would be in the operating, the revenues for operating income. Maybe for meter install and removal, is that always because you said you didn't put anything because you didn't expect anything? Should you put something for it?
I don't know why that's in there, because I don't even get why it would be revenues. Like,
yeah, it seems like that would be part of the
facilities,
right?
Yeah, but it's considered. They replaced all the meters, right?
Yeah.
What, like 3 or 4 years ago.
But then you might have something like we had with the lady down here where she remembered her bill and you had to replace that.
Yeah, we do have.
You never know what.
Yeah, on the Capitol we have meter replacements. I haven't gone over that one. That's going to be page 20 of 22. I don't know what this, I think this was from an old budget a long time ago, because.
Yeah, as soon as meter replacements were over here.
Yeah, but you could take it out then.
Okay, yeah, I'll have him remove that.
Yeah, because that would be facilities.
Well,
capital facilities.
Yeah, it'd be capital projects, capital projects on this last page over here. Actually, I haven't gone over that, I forgot. So for capital projects, talk about that, because this one's a little different. So we have column A is for the current budget that we're in, column B is going to be for the draft budget next year, and then we have each year on in C, D, E, F, G. Those are probably going to change, but we kind of just wanted to put something, we're kind of trying to plan way, way ahead. So replace computer workstations, that was already done this year. We don't have that on in any of the future years. For main replacements, fire hydrant and air vac, we had $45,000 budgeted this year, but that was only for fire hydrant replacements. It wasn't for actual main replacements. So starting next year, okay, I'm sorry, yeah, column C is 26-27. We want to start replacing the section of street like Mike was talking about, and we're going to get a quote from GNA Nellos, who is the ones who did the Esperanza project, but we're thinking it might be around $300,000. We're not too sure yet, because we haven't heard back from them yet. I don't know if he ended up reaching out.
Yeah, I think it was because, like, what was that, Sunrise to Elm on those streets right there, like Adele. I think that was quoted before, maybe a year ago, for $300,000.
So you going to put these out to bid?
We can.
Yeah. I think we'll probably, like, it's not going to be the whole formal bid process,
yeah,
but we'll
exactly
get a couple quotes before we actually do it. And we would bring them to you guys before we approve it, since it's so much. I think he can only approve up to $20,000, so.
Well, I think you need to get at least 2 or 3 bids.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's because it was showing before that there was $45,000 in the budget, but we want to show the whole thing because we need to start replacing these mains, because Right now, the federal government and the state of California are bumping heads, so we don't think there's going to be any grant funding to start replacing these mains, and they need to be replaced, because they're not passing fire flows, you know. So for fire flow, we got to have these new mains going in, you know.
So we have $300,000 for next year's budget, and that this is included in the budget on the previous page, so the $88,000 is if we were to spend the $300,000. So we'd still be in the positive, even if we were to do that. For the Bonita Pipeline extension, we didn't include anything in there because that would be for if the Arrowhead plant wants to reconnect, we'd have them pay for the materials and all that. So they'd be paying for, I think it's like $300,000 or something, and then we would use that money to replace it. So we didn't include it in the budget because we don't even know if it's going to be happening next year. Meter replacements, we have that at $3,000, and we just have that continuing as $3,000 for every year. For the rate study, we won't have to do that next year, so we took that away. For the Well 2 new facility building, the $20,000 is for the Edison something for Edison to set up electricity in the building. We were hoping to do it this current year, but then we ended up doing the concrete driveway instead. I have the thing here, but I don't know what any of it is. But they had quoted us for $17,000 last year. We don't know how much it's going to be.
For putting the Edison in the building.
And then for tank cleaning, we already did the two, and then the two this year. Two last year, two this year. We aren't going to do any next year. And then from there on out, we'll do two, two, and then take a break, two, two, and so on. For SCADA for well four, we are going to have that done this year, so we don't have to budget that for next year. For the SCADA for the heli hydrants, we want to get that set up. And did he give us a quote for that yet?
No, because that's mainly going to be in-house.
Okay.
So we're just going to run the wire ourselves, and then he's going to do that remotely on his computer. Because the heli hydrants right now, when they come on, if they come on, we don't even know that they're being pulled. So our tanks could be dropping down, and we get an alarm, and we don't know what's going on. So at least when heli hydrants, the valves connected to SCADA, we get an alarm for low level or something, we'll know that, oh, it's the heli hydrant being pulled, you know. So right now there's nothing.
Yeah, that's not good.
I actually talked to Sarangonio Pass earlier. I say I recommend all the new heli hydrants that you guys put in, make sure it's connected to their SCADA, because when their reservoir's dropping down and they don't know why, they could think it's a main break, you know, but at least you'll know that it's the heli hydrant being, you know, pulling water from your reservoir.
And then last step, we have the backhoe. I think that's been on, like, the previous budgets as a future thing scheduled for this year. But the way Mike had it was $80,000, like, split between 2 years. But obviously, we're not going to pay $80,000. We're going to pay the full amount, which is $160,000. We did get a quote for that. And then we would bring it to you before we actually go through with buying it or anything. And we would hope to be able to buy it at the end of this, or order it at the end of this year, calendar year, and then have it here in the beginning of the next calendar year. I think that's the plan, right?
Yeah.
And then groundwater well improvements, that's just going to be the current grant that we have just carried over into the next fiscal year, because it's not going to be done this fiscal year. And that's for the well, the plans and specs for the new well, and then the bore and jack plans as well, which are pretty much all done. Both of those are almost all done. We just need to know what property we're going to use so they can actually finalize the plans and stuff. And that's pretty much it. Any questions on any of this stuff?
So are you going to still be able to use the grant?
Yeah. Well, this is just for the design plans, but... Oh, like if we don't get the property?
Yeah. Didn't you say you had a timeline?
Yeah, it's September 30th, I think. We've already been reimbursed for all this stuff. I think they just would, I don't know. We wouldn't be able to finish the plans without, like, we'd have to pay the engineers to finish the plans ourselves.
I think we have a meeting Thursday with the engineers, so we'll get some more information on that. There's another property that popped up, but I don't know if it's going to be feasible to use, but it's right here south of the tracks off of Broadway. We just seen it. Don't really want to use that one, but we would have to probably bore and jack under the railroad. So I'm going to talk to the engineers on Thursday and just see what he thinks, if for some reason this property doesn't go through, because we don't want to lose that funding for a new well.
No.
And for the actual construction of, or like drilling of the well and stuff, that would be another grant that we'd have to apply for, and it would probably be a couple years from now.
Yeah.
They're saying next year they don't have the money for it, but hopefully the following year they would have the money for it.
Even if it doesn't, and you secure the property, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least we would have it.
Yeah.
All right, are we done?
Yeah, anything you guys want to change on here, or you think it looks pretty good for now?
Yeah, I mean, it's all...
You can only guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's it then.
Okay, well, let's adjourn to check signing.
Okay. That's 29.